More than 20,000 National Guard troops are in Washington, D.C. prior to next week's inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Law enforcement officials are also beefing up security in all 50 states. That's after the FBI warned there could be armed protests in the coming days. In Wisconsin, the governor is mobilizing the National Guard to protect the state capitol building in Madison. Officials have already boarded up the ground floor windows there. We're joined by Wisconsin Public Radio reporter Bridget Bowden. Hi, Bridget.
Hi.
Police in Madison have said that there is a demonstration planned at the Capitol building this Sunday, but as you have reported, it's over a different issue. This is the decision not to charge the Kenosha police officer who shot Jacob Blake, leaving the man paralyzed. What are officials saying about the chance of protest by Trump supporters coming up?
Right. So local law enforcement here, as well as state and federal law enforcement, are on the lookout for potential armed marches, as the FBI warned we could see that at state capitals. But as of yesterday, they weren't aware of any specific threats in Madison. The police chief had a press conference yesterday where both he and the mayor here said that as of now, they're not aware of anything specific.
So nothing specific yet, but they are taking measures, including, as we said, boarding up the ground floor windows. What else are they doing to heighten security around the Capitol?
That's correct. So the lower level windows were boarded up, and the administrators that are in charge of the state capitol building sent out a memo earlier this week encouraging everyone who works in that building to work from home over the next days if possible. They also yesterday placed some concrete barriers outside of the building. Not a complete fence, but that if you walk around the building, you can see some concrete barriers in place.
The State House has been the site of protests before. Back in 2011, demonstrators actually took over the building during protests against a measure to end collective bargaining for the state's public workers. Those protests were mostly peaceful. Are state officials there confident that security will be adequate if things get violent this time around?
That is what they have said so far, both state and local officials, as well as law enforcement. And you're right. The state capitol is no stranger to protest activity. It's almost the place to protest if you're going to protest in Wisconsin. And there have been some quite large protests, including the ones that you mentioned in 2011, which lasted for weeks.
Okay. Thank you very much. Wisconsin Public Radio reporter Bridget Bowden. Thanks, Bridget.
Thanks for having me.